This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Ali Mack, Squid Billy, Dylon, hanging out with you guys. Appreciate you taking us on the ride into work, or if you're already at work and you got us on the Odyssey app, thank you so much for hanging out with us. That Odyssey app, man, you guys got a lot of fun stuff to go back and listen to this week. It's been a fun week. Obviously, Ali hanging out with us, entering the fray that is the morning shift. Did you have a good morning this morning? Because yesterday you were like, you know, I'll get used to the wake-up time.
You know, this is the schedule I most prefer. I'm having a great time. I did say earlier today that I haven't explained it to me like I'm 5 years old, because driving in today, when I come into the parking deck here at Colony Square,
yeah.
Why do my windows fog up immediately?
Dude,
and what do I do?
It happened to me this morning as well. And first of all, I guess your air conditioner is probably rolling.
Yes.
And you get into that steamy parking deck, man. And I don't know what the answer to that is.
It never fails.
And I'm very
thankful.
Can't
see anything.
Yes, and that's why I'm so thankful we get here so early, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait.
Yes.
I am staying right here until this clears up.
Throwing on the windshield wipers and the defrost immediately, hitting it from both sides.
Some days I've even had to like pre-plan. I'm like, all right, I already know it's about to fog up like crazy. Let me go ahead and throw the defrost on real quick.
I don't think there's a five-year-old way of explaining that. There's no like explain it like I'm five with that one. I have no idea. Same thing. I thought the same thing going this morning. I was like, man, it's that time of year, because it doesn't happen during the winter. I don't think it's just a certain thing when it starts to get steamy and all that hot air settles in the parking deck. Yeah, you got to check out, you know, the cones and everything else in there, because you're like, dude, I'm about to take something out.
It's very
Can't see anything. Fun show so far. We talked earlier that last night I put both the kids to bed. And, you know, I'm just putting my nomination in for Spouse of the Year. Told my wife, hey, you just take some time for you. You know what I mean? Take some time for you. And then she promptly left and went to play Mahjong, which is evidently a card game that I don't have any clue how to play. So that broke into a conversation about the best card games. That'll be part of the wake-up call today if you guys want to call us at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. We'll talk about card games that you play with your friends, with your family, that you really enjoy. So many of them out there. Like, so many good card games.
I Googled, and it's between 1,000 and 10,000 existing card games that you can play with a standard deck. That's insane.
Wait, hang on. You said it's between 1,000 and 10,000?
Yeah, they don't know
like,
how many. There's so many.
What a range. Somewhere between 1 and 100,000. You know, like, okay, yeah. So, yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative. And also, we'll talk about Jeff Ulbrich in the wake-up call. Did Jeff Ulbrich deserve the fine? Did the Falcons deserve the fine? Is it only one of the two that deserve the fine? Because I'm in the middle on that, I think. We'll talk about that more, obviously, throughout the show. I do want to look, and we are a very upbeat and happy show. There was a scary moment, though, yesterday at PNC Park in Pittsburgh that I wanted to talk about, because I do, as a taller gentleman, as what some would define as possibly top-heavy, I do have a fear of shorter rails. And yesterday there was a fan at PNC Park that was seated in right field that fell 21 feet. He is in critical condition, just terrifying. I know that a lot of people have seen the videos that are circulating on social media. I am not going to repost it, because if you want it, you can go look at it. And it's just terrifying to see him fall that far. But I don't know if you guys saw the video or not. Everything is just scary. They tended to him on the field for 5 minutes. They put him on a back brace and got him off the field. But, dude, like, watching that happen just brought up so many old emotions that I've had throughout my life of just a terrifying fear of small rails.
It's one of those nightmares that comes to life right in front of your eyes. I mean, I remember being at the Georgia Dome years ago at Monster Jam, and I took my nieces and nephews.
Love Monster
and
Jam.
And my little niece, Evelyn, she couldn't have been three at the time, and she was swinging on one of the rails, and I was like,
Dude. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And unfortunately, it's happened here in Atlanta a couple of times. I know it happened at Turner Field. There was a gentleman that went over the rail. So just terrifying stuff. And look, that's everybody, talks about being tall. I'm always like, dude, there is some downside to being tall. It definitely is, because I get terrified of situations like that. And Bo, I don't know if you saw the video yesterday, but the look on some of the guys' faces and the managers from both teams, obviously they're alerting the umpires that something's happened. But it's like during, I think it was a McCutchen double at the time, and you know, just scary stuff.
I didn't see it happen. I saw the aftermath. I read a report that's not confirmed of a guy that claims he was there. And it's just like one of those deals where I don't know what is real and what's not. So I'm not going to go and give someone credit for a report that's probably false. But it did seem the man was intoxicated by some accounts from people that were there, and it was just a freak accident.
Yeah. And the video you watch, like online, like it looks like he's like, I don't know if he's celebrating or was trying to like stand on the wall or whatever else.
The guy that was there claims that like he basically just jumped out of his seat in celebration.
Yeah.
And he had already taken his shirt off and everything. And so it made it seem like, you know, it was just, again, a freak accident of enjoying the game while enjoying yourself too much.
Yeah. Got to be careful out there, man. And obviously, there will be people that look into the rails and everything else at PNC Park, and there should be. Like we've talked about netting and other things. I know that you know there's.
You're going to put netting in the outfield, though. I mean,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how
we can only do. Look, you can't protect people from themselves.
I agree with you. The netting thing I'm talking about is when somebody died from a foul ball,
is different. I agree.
Well, and then you put net up, you know, because not everybody's paying attention these days. A lot of, I think, almost all the major league teams are putting net all the way down, you know, the fair territory seats or foul territory seats. I'm sorry, up and down the first and third base line. I don't know what the answer is. My point being is that I think there will be an investigation to see how can we keep this from happening again, and I think there probably should be. You know,
overserve people.
Okay, it happened at Turner Field. It happened at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's happened at Texas Rangers. Like, are all of them intoxicated? Because seem very
convinced
that they
all were. Most every one of these ends up with someone enjoying themselves too much.
Okay.
And
well, if we can keep it from happening again by, you know, just looking into it, I think that's probably a good option.
Well, I would say this. How did we make it this long as a species if we every time one little thing happens, we start overreacting to them and making a new rule to keep it because it happened once?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think it's very unfortunate, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, but at some point,
like, what do you just want us to go back on? Like, maybe we should just still put cocaine in our medicine, too.
Oh my goodness.
I mean? Let's just learn a lesson. Like, what's wrong with that?
I think we know the lesson, but we refuse to acknowledge that, and then we want to find a rule to prevent it.
Anyhow, user error continues to roll on. Dallin, let's hit in the huddle. Some more unfortunate news. Jordan Travis, you remember him? He's the former Florida State quarterback. He was drafted by the New York Jets, and they drafted him thinking, you know what, this guy will fight back, and he'll get fully healthy. He was an immensely talented player in his time at Florida State. Unfortunately, yesterday he put out a statement that says he is retiring because his leg has not, gone through the rehab process and gotten back to where he wanted it to. He basically says, on November 18th, 2023, my life and career took an unexpected turn. Gave everything I had to the rehab process, but despite my efforts, my leg never responded the way we hoped. Bo, the talent this guy had, I know you're familiar with, you know, being a Florida fan, it was immense. The sky was the limit for him in terms of being a quarterback. I don't know how the NIL and all that stuff matches up, but this is a guy who could have done a lot of good things in the NFL.
I remember watching that game. We were at an MGA party, and the game was on the TV, and I look up and saw it. And I felt awful for the guy. It was one of those guys that did everything the right way in college, seemingly. You know, stuck it out, one place, all that kind of stuff. I saw a hateful tweet yesterday about this and was like, all because Mike Norvell's offense couldn't run the football, cost Jordan Travis. I'm like,
what are we talking about?
I don't know about blaming Mike Norvell for this, but it sucks, man.
Yeah, it definitely does. It's one of those things that's so unfortunate when you look at what he could have been in the NFL. And seems like he's in okay spirits, but obviously tough situation to go through. Real quick, Drake London gets the fifth-year option picked up. I don't think that's shocking to anyone. We understand what Drake London is. We understand what Drake London isn't. It sounds like everybody in Flowery Branch, Bo, immensely happy that he is going to be part of this team for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and I don't I don't think he ever sees that fifth year. I think he plays on a new. I think it's an. I think he plays on that.
I agree.
Under that, but I think it's a part of an extension. Because what makes sense now is let him sometime middle of this year extend him, and he plays under a smaller number next year, but the same number, and then in 27, the new contract hits. Right.
Yeah.
That's what. That's what kind of makes sense. This was a no-brainer. He's been a phenomenal teammate to those guys in the locker room. He's been a phenomenal guy to wear the brand, the logo, the Falcon logo, and represent the city. And he's been great on the field, too. And he's done a lot of it without consistent quarterback play in any part of his career. Mariota. Then he had Desmond Ridder, who was in. And then he had the Kirk Cousins debacle last year. So he's absolutely been a phenomenal player without consistent play getting him the ball.
Yeah, real quick, want to hit this Abdul Carter story. Abdul Carter, it came out yesterday that he also got prank called when the number two pick was on the clock. He said him and his agent both realized immediately that it was a prank call, so they never even told the family that he got a phone call. But I thought this backs up. Guys, Mike Garafolo put out a tweet yesterday about how Shadur, when he got picked by Cleveland, it was actually FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's probably the smart role to. I think everybody's FaceTiming next year.
Moving forward, that makes sense to do FaceTime.
Yeah, I think that's a very easy way to kind of combat some of the issues they've been having over the last couple of years. Although I'll be honest, I don't know that I would know every single GM or person if they called me. I'd be like, oh, which one is it?
You know? Probably not. But the point was, you know, you could look them in the eye and say, hey, you're coming to our team, and that's great.
Good point. Great point. Got to roll on here on the morning shift, man. So much fun so far. Appreciate you guys hanging out. We'll touch back on the Atlanta Braves when we come back. Chris Sale just can't buy a win right now. A lot of streaks coming in for the Colorado Rockies yesterday. And also, if you're a frequent flyer or somebody that utilizes the Atlanta airport, boy, I've got a good option for you coming around.